Easy rewards, 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 easy rewards.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Once a person after his salah, after he's finished his salah, he did the hamd of Allah Azza wa Jal. He praised and glorified Allah Azza wa Jal. And then, in front of everybody, he recited peace and blessings upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When the best of creations, best of created ears, heard this, when the most beautiful creation, when the most complete creation, and when the most perfect creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he heard this man, after the salah, he praised Allah, and then what, dear viewers on the channel? Then he recited Salat ala Nabi. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to that one person, make dua. Make dua. He gave him a command, do dua, make dua, for it will be accepted. Allahu Akbar. Ask what you want to ask for it will be granted. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, just like in every single episode, we talk about one or two topics. But today, inshallah, azawajal, which is part of our daily routine, our daily, you know, activity that we have to do. Because if we don't, especially the men of the house, if we don't, then things get very difficult for us. And I am talking about the intentions when one leaves his home. What kind of intentions should me and you make? Now, there's a lot of things here, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Just like every episode and every topic, we go into the nitty-gritty and we go into the very deep thinking, you know, into the process of how this can be good and how this can be bad. Now, when we make intention to leave our home, we do this every single day, more or less. Unless you're ill. But every single day, majority of the time of our lives, we are traveling. We are going to work. Or we are going to somebody's house. Or we are going to the masjid. Either way, we are leaving our house. Before we even get to that destination, we might even leave our house, sit in the car. On the way to work, we're making the intentions. I'm going for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now here, this is the beauty of the environment of Da'wat Islami. They say, why are you wasting your time from going from your bed to the door, or from the door to the car? Don't waste that time as well. Make your intentions there as well. So that's the first thing, to help us understand that how important this is, that what intentions you should make when leaving your home. Why? Because we tend to forget that part, because it's so normal. It's so normal that we leave the house and then we make intentions. We leave the house, we walk into the masjid. On the way to the masjid, then we make the intentions. We leave the house, then we think to ourselves, I'm going to eat, I'm going to a restaurant, I'm going to do this or that, for the sake of Allah, for the Prophet Muhammad SAW, to gain quwa, to gain strength so I can do the ibadat of Allah SWT. But, you know, those steps that we take, I'll try to explain it like this, dear viewers of Madani Channel. When you leave your house, and you make the intentions at your doorstep. You've left your house. You're still at your doorstep, but you have left your house. Now you make intention, I'm going to the masjid. For every single step you are taking, you get rewarded. Now if you make intention that I'm going to learn knowledge of Islam as well, the blessed angels will lower their wings on the floor and you will step on the wings of the angels while going to the masjid. For every single step you take, your foot won't touch the ground. Mujazan, metaphorically, you know, spiritually. But from your house, from your sofa, from your bed, the whole time you walk to the door, why didn't you think of this? Another way that we can think about leaving the house, and why this is so important, dear viewers on Monday Channel, is that it's so normal to leave the house. But when we do leave the house, you know, we do this every single day, but not just once. We do this 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, sometimes even 10 times. If, for example, if we're moving house, you know, we're putting stuff into the car, we're putting stuff into the lorry or the truck or the van, or, you know, we got guests in the house, we're going out, we're leaving the house, then we're coming back in, but then we're leaving the house again, we have to go somewhere to the doctors, we have to take the kids to school, and then we have to pick them up later on as well. Or then we have to drop them off to the madrasa, when we come back, we go again, then, you know, all these things. Every single thing we do, like I explained in the example of walking to the masjid, we can start our good deeds right from inside our house. Let's make our good intentions from now on. And the very first intention, like every other intention, dear viewers on Monday Channel, is what? Is that we, whenever we leave our house, I am leaving for the sake of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Make this part of your routine. So before you've even left, even what if you didn't leave? You've made the intention, I was going for Allah and His Rasul. You've made the intention that whatever work, joyous, permissible work I am going to do, whatever it could be, dropping the kids off, picking them up, dropping them to madrasa, going to the masjid, reading my tarawih, opening my roza, attending a gathering, going to the janaza prayer, going to my school, as a teacher, going to teach the kids, as a parent, going to parents' evening, going to find out about my kids, going to seek knowledge, going to sit with the scholars, going to learn of a mufti, anything joyous you do, I am going to do this to please Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because I have to do this anyway, but I am making a firm intention that to thank Allah, to praise Allah and His Habib, you know, I am going to do this to gain their pleasure. And then on the way, while doing this, I will do dua, and I will do hamd. I will keep reciting tasbih. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Or subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Or sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Any form of tasbih or durood, I will do this as well. Then imagine, the viewers of Madhya Channel, the rewards, the endless, the countless, we can't count them. But mindset. If the mindset is there, then we're able to gain this. If the mindset is not there, then there's no point even, you know, there's no point even dwelling on this later and thinking my life has gone, my activity is gone, why didn't I think of it? There's no point. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Now, the first intention, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, was to leave your home for the sake of Allah and to recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad. While doing this, on the way to your door and leaving, or reciting hamd, praising Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, the second intention mentioned in the blessed book of Amiri Ahli Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, my Shaykh Tariqat, Alhamdulillah, my blessed peace of, is that when you leave your home, before you've left, before you get to your destination, if you're going to meet this person, that person, the kids or whatever, before you leave, I will make salam to my family. Allahu Akbar. Another intention, DVs of Madhya Channel, I'd like to mention, that I will make salam to people on the way, and at the workplace, and I will just reply to the salam offered by others. One final intention I want to say, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, is that when we go, when we leave our house, now a lot of wrong things can happen. So this intention, I will just read it, and we'll try to contemplate upon it. I will protect my 7 organs, my eyes, my tongue, my ears, and my hands, my feet, and my stomach, and my private parts that have the potential of committing sins. Allahu Akbar. This is a very scary yet but hard-hitting reality intention. Dear viewers of Madhya Channel, as I said, a lot of things can go wrong. No matter how much intentions, righteous intentions we make, before we leave the house, but when we're out there, and as you know, the fitna, the time of fitna is upon us. We need to protect our seven organs. All ways of putting a black spot on your heart. When you commit a sin, a black dot goes onto your heart. One sin. And to the point, when you keep committing sins, your heart becomes black. I just want to say one thing to explain this intention. It's mentioned here, there are seven organs that your body can commit haram and sins with. Seven organs. Seven pathways to make one heart black. That's what I'm trying to say. So how important is it to use all seven things to protect one heart? Ask yourselves this one question, dear viewers of Madhi Channel. Even if you're getting six organs to protect the heart, all six are covering the heart, all six are shelter for the heart, but just one of those things is putting a black dot on your heart. How long has it been? How long has it been that there are just one organ that is being that pathway towards the heart and making it black? How long has it been? And then question yourself, how black must your heart be? That's all I wanted to say about this intention. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, unfortunately yet again, we have come to an end. I wish I had more time, because there's a lot more in each and every single topic, but time doesn't allow us. But I tell you one thing, the mahol, the environment of Dawud Islami can allow us. We've learned tasters in these episodes, but now it's time to go more. How do we get more involved and more knowledge about these things, about these topics? Making sure every single sin we could get involved in is removed, and every single good deed is not wasted. Every single time is not wasted. Join the environment of Dawud Islami and you will find out, inshallah. Come to the Ijtimaat of Dawud Islami. Come to the Itikaf in Ramadan. There's 30-day Itikaf in Ramadan. There's also a 10-day. Join at least the 10-day if you can't do the 30 days. At least give 5 days or at least give 3 days. But give some time. When you give time, when the more input you have, the more output you will get. I.e., the more time you give to knowledge, the more knowledge you will get. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Easy reward, 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 easy reward.